Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ask the Expert Special Edition. And joining me in the studio today, we have Elaine Von Cannon from Coldwell Banker Traditions and Kevin Onizuk from JG Wentworth. Well, welcome, and it's good to have you both back here again at WMBG, FM 97.7 and AM 740. And Elaine, I'm going to kick off with you first. It's good to see you again after a little break.
Oh, it's good to be back here. You know me, I can talk real estate all day long, so thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. Always good to see you, and I'm going to say hi to Kevin again because we haven't seen you either in a little while. But anyway, we're back in the chair, and so the first question I'm going to throw to you is, Elaine, can you tell our listeners what the market conditions are like for the 2018 so far?
Philip, I'd be happy to. And I'd like to add one more little point. Kevin's wearing a different hat today, not the supervisor hat. Kevin's wearing the lender hat, just in case any of you get confused out there. All righty. Now, in April, the Williamsburg Association of Realtors sent out their report. And it says, many sellers and buyers are in good position for financial gains. Stop. With that being said, They're in a position to break even or maybe have a little financial gains. In 2008, when the real estate market here lost about 22% of home value for low to average price homes, the upper end homes pricing lost 32%. So they lost 10% more than the medium or lower price homes. Since 2008, has creeped up only 1 to 2% per year. Now, this is our area around here, the historical triangle area. New Kent was a little bit slower than that, and the poor northern neck got worse than that. They got whammied.
I see.
So now 10 years later, about 90% of the homes have gotten back their value and can sell with a small profit or even break even. So you're starting to see a little more listings come on the market, and sellers are not giving in to buyers' demands as they were previously. Okay, so, and if anybody has any questions about it, about this, you can always call me and we can get into it in depth about
That's
it.
That's what I was going to ask. Now, which is the best number to get you on if you want to, if you would like the questions directed straight to you, or we can direct them straight to the station? Which would you prefer?
Either one. If they want them on air, Philip, have them call you here at the station or email you.
Yep. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question on real estate, please call us at 229-7400. You can also go to info@WMBGradio, and that'll get your questions to us, because we're going to have Elaine and Kevin back here again next month, and we can answer any of those questions. So,
I have a question for Elaine. She said if anybody has any questions. Elaine, I was reading earlier today that in March, 50% of the homes on the market in Virginia sold in 30 days or less. What are you seeing in our area for inventory and how quickly things are selling?
It depends a lot, Kevin, on price point. Now, this is Virginia. Northern Virginia is in bidding wars now. They are getting multiple offers with escalation clause, like we did when we got in this mess to begin with. Richmond is out of inventory.
Is that right?
They're out of inventory. And I'll explain that to you. Richmond, they're coming down to New Kent. Ta-da! Poor little New Kent is finally on the map. And also, there is some building, a lot of building going on in New Kent now, and subdivisions, a lot. And the winery's picking up.
Yes,
which
indeed
is helping. Yeah. And the racetrack is going to be open again.
Good.
So there's a lot of good news that's happening for New Kent, which impacts us because they're part of our buying area. They're called the outer fringes.
Yeah, that's right.
The city is the inner hub. Now, in our area, Kevin, to answer your questions, we have about, I would say, about a 6 months inventory. if your house is priced correctly and your house is priced, or you price it to sell rather than what you think you're going to sell it at, but realistically, by listening to your agent, then your house will, you know, you will probably sell your house within a 90-day window frame, okay? There's always these little exceptions, but majority is about 90 days.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, Kevin, I got a question for you. What are you seeing in the market this year from the lender's perspective?
Well, from my perspective, it's been a busy year so far. I've been in the mortgage business since 1994 doing residential real estate, so there's not much I have not seen, from highs and lows and all types of different mortgage products and programs and levels of aggressiveness. And I think right now, from the lending side, it is a good time to purchase in a balanced lending environment. We're at the point where there are great products and programs that are out there. There are still great interest rates available for folks. I am seeing in folks that I pre-qualify and they go out shopping that, as Elaine mentioned, at certain price points, there is a high demand. So if you're looking for a home, maybe $200,000, $250,000 and less, a lot of your first-time home buyers are finding that when they go to make an offer, there are multiple offers coming in or that house is gone. So it does have a lot to do with price points. Exactly. So that's definitely one thing that I am seeing, is folks are having to go out and make offers on multiple properties. They are getting into some bidding wars at those affordable first-time buyer, especially price points. Interest rates, they're going up. That is part of our world in the mortgage business. And it's not spiking, but it is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, rates traditionally are 6, 7% on average. Rates fell when the economy collapsed. The economy is recovering, so interest rates are recovering.
Well, that's good.
Rates are still affordable. They're still very much mid-fours to upper fours for most buyers, which historically is a great interest rate. Still keeps your payment very affordable, but for folks looking to buy in the near future, that may be something to consider. They are expected to continue to climb, so better now than later. From a seller's perspective, one thing that is becoming very popular is renovation loans. So some of our folks out here who may have properties with some issues or that, you know, need some love, your real estate agent who is going to do the listing with you, should be Elaine, of course, can take a look at what is the condition of your property, what would be some possible things that could be an issue for a buyer, and know that the seller can either fix those in advance of listing or have buyers suggested to look at renovation loans. Renovation loans can fix problems if there's roof issues, things that are significant condition issues that will not pass an appraisal or would be a significant issue for a buyer. But it can also be, hey, I'm selling a two-bedroom home and three-bedroom homes are really in demand right now. A purchase plus improvements or renovations mortgage can do that. It can add a bedroom, add a bathroom, renovate a kitchen, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
So from a seller's perspective, I think some of the mortgage programs out there right now help make it a little easier for them to sell by giving buyers more options with their property.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, well, Elaine, let's say I'm going to put my home on the market. What do you suggest I do to get ready to sell my home?
All right. First, I would have to come over and walk through the house with you so you can show me your home.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to have to get the home. I'm going to tell you what to do to sell it. Not what to do because we want it to look pretty, you know, but what to do to sell it. So it needs to be spit shine, inside and out.
Uh-huh.
You would be shocked at the people that totally don't think the outside of the yard does not impact buyers when they pull up. Sellers neglect the yard.
Uh-huh.
I have had many a time, I knew the inside of the house was perfect. I knew that the buyers would love it. It clicked all their boxes. We pull up. I couldn't get them out of the car if I had a SWAT team out there with a hoist jerking them out of the car. It wasn't going to work. They will not get out the car. So curb appeal. Curb appeal, curb appeal. Yeah. Do not skimp on your curb appeal. That'll make them call when they see the sign. And that's another thing. A lot of these places around here, some of the HOAs won't allow signs in the yard. That's like trying to sell a product. That's like being a secret CIA cooperative person where you're not going. How can you sell a house if you don't have a sign in the yard? And the reason I'm saying this, over 65% of homes sold, according to the National Realtors Association, are from drive-bys. Not the internet takes up a good chunk of it too, but people will cruise neighborhoods to see what's for sale. If they are, they'll cruise neighbor areas and go in neighborhoods if they like the area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're a secret squirrel and don't have a sign in your yard, they don't know your house is for sale.
Of course.
And some of the people, I do a lot of internet marketing for my folks, a lot. We have over 850 websites we put it out on. We have two IT people that work full-time marketing your home. So you need to get your home ready because once it's on the internet, those things never go away. Those ugly pictures never go away. You can relist it with another agent if you want to, but they'll pull those old listings up and the old pictures, and it makes an impact. It never goes away. No. So if you need painting, paint. If you need clean the carpets, for God's sake. There's nothing worse than going to a house that smells like 14 dogs and 10 cats living there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
And, you know, clean it. Get the cobwebs off the ceiling fans. Wipe your baseboards, you know. Clean your house. Mm-hmm. A clean house will, and declutter. It's your personal possessions. You're not clutter. I know this. But to a buyer's eye, this is clutter. Pack up your personal pictures. The buyers don't want to see Uncle Sam and his 18-foot fish he caught 5 years ago. Get rid of personal effects. You know, get rid of all that stuff and have it simple.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
I think that's a good thing, to keep it simple. And it's the first impressions. It's like anything. You go to a used car lot, if you like a car, it's the first impression. You're going to look at that. Same with the house. Okay. Kevin, let's say that the sellers would like to purchase another home. What should they do, and how can they get ready to do this?
Well, that's a great question. Honestly, it's very similar to anyone else looking to buy a home, whether they've got a house to sell first or not. We always start with what we call a pre-qualification or pre-approval. That's an initial look at credit and affordability to make sure that you're qualified to go buy something else. So from my perspective, what a seller should be doing is looking forward to the next home purchase and getting ready. They've been through it before. Assuming they purchased with a mortgage, it's going to be a very similar process. My biggest recommendations to sellers is do it sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sellers are thinking, well, I'll get my house on the market, and you know, we'll see once I get some offers or under contract, then I'll start the mortgage process. That's not always the best idea. There's all kinds of nuances in the mortgage world today that we probably want to start to check out as early as possible in the process. So my biggest recommendation is, when you're considering selling your home, assuming you're going to buy something else, talk to your mortgage person. Give me a call, Kevin Onizook, JG Wentworth Home Lending. Best way to reach me is my cell phone, 757-645-8996. We can start a pre-qualification. We'll take a look at your credit, take a look at income, debts, obligations, just to make sure there's nothing that we need to work on, because if something is there, time is our friend. The more time we have to work on it and fix it, the better. Even if you think you are an easily qualified buyer, you never know what the nuances are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that you get started as early in the process, and a pre-qualification is good for really as long as you need it to be. every 60 to 90 days, we would update and refresh credit. Yeah. But beyond that, if it takes you 3 or 4 months to sell your house, that's quite all right. We will have that ready to go as soon as you are under contract or find something else exceptional. And you may find that you don't have to sell your current house first to buy something else. That way it gives you some flexibility that if an amazing house comes on the market right now, you can get under contract, you can move forward with that purchase and sell your house later, or maybe rent it out, keep it as an investment. So those are some of the things to consider in getting started sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That was very informative. Elaine, well, I'm going to give you the same question to you. The sellers would like to purchase another home. What should they do and how can they get ready to do this?
My sellers, I always ask them, are you going to purchase another home or what are you going to do? If they're going to move out of the area, for Pete's sake, let me interview some agents and find you one to work with that will actually fit your needs. Just don't go hilly-nilly and find you somebody on the internet because it might not work. You know, that's if you're relocating. If you know, ask your agent when you're selling your home. You know, ask them, what do I need to help me get ready to purchase one? Well, how about being set up in a multiple listing search that is automatically comes to you? We put in the criteria. You will get in real time new properties that come up. Therefore, you can start watching the market while yours is on the market.
Right.
And you can also maybe see what the competition is.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bad idea.
No.
But yeah, and you have to keep in mind, don't wait till the last minute and go, oh, I have nowhere to go. That's not good. Have a backup plan. Have a plan A, B, and C. Storage unit, movers, a rental if you have to have it. And by the way, I do property management. So if you don't have to sell your house, we can rent it out for a while, and it's called shelving it.
Yeah. Well, this is why you should have a real estate agent, because they know, you know, the answers of what you should be doing, what and the process of doing it. To contact you, our listeners can contact you by going to voncallenrealestate.com.
Yes, or call me on my cell phone.
And your number is?
757-288-4685. 757-288-4685. Now, I've been in this business a little longer than Kevin. I've been in this over 20-some years. And I met Kevin when he was 2 years old. I'm just a young spring chicken.
So. Elaine is like my other mother.
Well, that's what I was going to say, though. It is better to have somebody who's been in the business a number of years. You know the pitfalls. You can answer the questions. Where somebody who's only been in it for 5 minutes may not have those answers. All right, Kevin, is there a new lender guidelines that have changed in the past year?
I'm not sure there's been significant guidelines in the past year, but there's nuances that are always changing. We get updates from the main mortgage programs, FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, on an almost daily basis. I'd say we're in a good environment of common sense underwriting where we approve loans that make sense.
Thank God.
Yes. We remember back before the housing bubble burst, anyone could get a mortgage for anything. If you could fog a mirror, you could buy a house. Then after the bubble burst, it went to the opposite extreme where everything was so conservative, no matter how qualified you were, it was a very difficult process.
Unless you gave your firstborn.
We sometimes required that. Nowadays, things are reasonable. We still ask for a lot of paperwork. There still are 100 things that can go wrong throughout the mortgage process. That's why it's very important to have a knowledgeable and experienced loan officer. I've been doing this since 1994. There's not much I have not seen. But I would say also just as important is having someone local. you can shop around and get someone in a call center in Detroit or Atlanta or whatever that are managing 60 customers at any given time, and you call and may get different folks. Having somebody local that is focused on you will be a completely different experience. Mm-hmm. I certainly would appreciate anybody contacting me, but if you don't, there's a lot of great local people here in our area that are licensed, knowledgeable, experienced, and can help you through the process.
Yeah.
So guidelines do change, and there are big differences in the major mortgage programs. Having somebody that's knowledgeable makes a huge difference. There's some grant money out there as well. If you find somebody local, they may know about products and programs and incentives that someone in a call center does not. Mm. A great example for first-time home buyers right now, through the VHDA, the Virginia Housing Development Authority, there is grant money for down payment. So if you are a first-time buyer, you can purchase with a mortgage program such as FHA. FHA would require a 3.5% down payment. They give you 2.5% of that you don't have to pay back.
Mm-hmm.
So you are only responsible for 1% at closing. So say on a $200,000 purchase, you would come up with $2,000. They would give you the rest. No repayment. So it's a great mortgage program. They even have a no down payment mortgage program where you don't have to make any down payment. The grant funds are a better deal. That's more popular right now. But just folks should know that there's a lot of opportunities to purchase. If you think you can't, let us decide that. Let us see what opportunities that you have. Don't let "I can't afford that" be an obstacle to you, because there are a lot of great programs with low down payment. There's programs with no down payment. And Elaine can get your seller to pay your closing costs and a lot of the things that would be due at closing. Mm-hmm. So it actually really is an affordable time to purchase.
Right. Well, that's interesting. Give the listeners your contact numbers again, because that was interesting information that you were giving.
Yeah, well, again, my name's Kevin Onizook. I'm with J.G. Wentworth Home Lending here in Williamsburg. Best number to reach me is typically my cell phone, 757-645-8996. That's 645-8996. You can call me, you can text me, it all works.
Thank you. All right, Elaine, what are you seeing with some of the obstacles that sellers are facing in the market?
Some of the obstacles the sellers are facing right now is there is a limited pool of buyers, because like Kevin was saying, it does fluctuate sometimes with products on debt to income ratio. So if you know, the buyers sometimes, especially first time home buyers, they're out with their new credit cards, and even though their credit's good, they're making payments, but their debt to income is totally out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
Also, other obstacles that a seller may encounter is the buyers do want the closing costs. And a lot of the sellers says, "Well, I'm not giving them closing costs." Well, what I tell my sellers is we can stick firm to the asking price and give them the closing costs.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they want a lower price, they can have closing costs. We're not in an environment now like we were before, where the seller had to throw out the baby with the bathwater. Okay, now it's a little more give and take.
Yeah,
you know, but the seller still have to give a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Common sense.
Yeah, that I see that a lot, Elaine. I'd say, you know, 19 out of 20 contracts that I see have the seller paying some or all of the buyer's closing costs. It's very common, especially with first-time buyers and such. And it just helps make the purchase more affordable for the buyer, so that helps them sell their house faster.
And to piggyback on what Kevin said, a lot of the local agents will not accept out-of-area lenders because it will fall through. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I have seen other agents do this, and it is a nightmare. It is a nightmare. They can't get the comps. They don't belong to our MLS. How are they going to do an appraisal? It's a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're running out of time, but I've got a question for both of you.
Kevin did it. Oh.
Kevin and Elaine, what are some words of advice you can give to our listening audience on selling, marketing of your home?
On the selling and market of your home, listen to your agent. You need an experienced agent. Number one, they, like Kevin has told you, the pitfalls. Mm-hmm. There's not too much I haven't seen or heard. Then I went over it, you know. And your agent should have relationship with the lender. It's worse when you have an adversarial relationship between a lender and an agent. And it's not about the lender and the agent. It's about the two parties in the contract. Mm. It's about the buyer and the seller, and for all to work for the best goods to make this closed. Mm-hmm. So my best advice is find a seasoned agent and, you know, find somebody that they can work with, you can work with, you feel comfortable with. Trust is a big issue.
Yeah.
And I'd say from my side, I don't get terribly involved with the selling and marketing of a home. You know, I talked about getting ready for your next purchase, but one way that I can help as a mortgage guy is I can do some marketing materials for folks listing and selling a home. So I can take the listing information that the agent prepares with pictures and property information, and I can create some great flyers where it has mortgage options for a buyer. So if your home is listed, say for $250,000, I can say this purchase price, here's some options for FHA mortgages, VA mortgages for veterans, maybe a conventional mortgage, and it shows estimated down payment requirements that they would need to make, and most importantly for most buyers, what the monthly payment would be. So as a mortgage guy, I can help with some marketing materials to be informative to people that may be buying your house to say, oh yeah, okay, I can afford this. This is something that, you know, this is a great house and I can afford X number of dollars a month. Yeah. So if you need any assistance, I am happy to do those listing flyers. No cost or obligation. Just a tool to help you sell and market your property.
Got it. Well, thank you, Kevin. And well, this has been a production from WMBG Radio. And we've been talking with Elaine Von Cannon from Coldwell Banker Traditions and Kevin Onizuk from JG Wentworth. Thank you for joining us, and it's now back to the music that you love.